Look how it scoots, tries.
What about a heavy iron thing that's set out in the backyard? Some people used to wash clothes in them. That big old heavy thing, it was black.
Well, we had up behind me in our house.
What about kettle?
That's right.
What was that then?
Yeah, that's right. Kettle. And then...
We call it a wash pot?
Yeah, you can call it a wash pot or kettle. Wash kettle.
Right. What about a thing that you put flowers in the house? A container, you know, if you don't put it on the table. What would you call the thing that you put in?
We call it a basin.
Now, if you were going to set the table, what kind of utensils would you put out there? If you really, somebody special was going to be there, and you put all of it out, what would you call all of it?
Silver. Yep. Silver setting.
Namely, what, you know, what would you eat with, you know?
Forks and spoons.
What would you cut your meat with?
Knives.
Okay. If you're going to do the dishes, you'd say, I'm going
to... put them in the sink. Wash them.
Okay. All right, after you get the dishes done, perhaps I was going to get up there and help you, and you wash them in the soapy water, then you'd let me...
Rinse them and drown.
Okay. What would you use the drum with?
Dish towel.
What would you use to wash them with?
You can use a sponge or you can use a towel.
About a dish?
Yeah.
A dishcloth or what?
Yeah, a dishcloth is all I know.
Okay. Now you wouldn't use a dishcloth to go in there and wash your face with. What would you wash your face with?
Wash your hands.
And after you get through taking a bath and you got out, what would you reach for?
The towel.
Okay. And what would you turn on in there to get the water to come out?
The faucet.
And now, if it got down real cold last night and you forgot to turn on a little bit of water, what would you say happened to those pipes?
Froze up.
And what would they do if they froze up somehow?
Most of them burst.
Now, what did people used to buy their flour in a long time ago? Did it come in one of these?
No.
Alright. Did it come in a sack like it does now? Did it? And what would you call, if molasses come in, when you used to buy a big quantity, what would you?
Call it a pound.
Would you say you might have a stand of molasses? Mm-hmm. You ever heard that? Or lard, maybe, if you bought a big thing of lard, you'd call you had a...
Yeah, that would be... what would be called?
Now, if you had... you were going to pour something out of a big container into a little bitty one, what would you use to stick down in there to keep it from pouring all down, all down the sides? What do you use a funnel for? To pour your grease up in?
Yeah.
What do you use to make your horses go? If you were riding, they didn't want to go, what would you pop them with?
A whip.
Now, if you buy something at the store, what does it come in?
Usually a pasteboard box. Cartons.
If you had your sack of groceries, what was that sack made out of now?
Paper.
Okay. If you had a big quantity of sugar now, what's it packaged in? Now, if you go to the store, what's it in?
It's a big bag.
But a long time ago, what would it be in?
I don't know. That would be a bag thing.
What about flour, you know, that you can make something out of?